Steve, the time is here. We have
yes.
a special announcement we want to make.
Yes, it is. And I'm always excited about incentives and some of the fun things that we've done in the past. You know, I had lined up about 8 movies that we were going to share with you guys at the fly-in of some of our past great events and some of the fun things we've done. I think we showed 2 of them. So we got too excited about, you know, getting through material and making sure you guys were all covered. But, you know, it is one of the funnest things that we do when we have some fun incentives. So I'm going to turn that over to you, Moline.
Well, we do love to have fun, and we like to have fun at some of our fly-ins. And we feel that it's time to have a really fun event at our next fly-in. And we've done, at fly-ins, we've done things like brunch on Broadway, where, because we live on, the street that we live on is Broadway. And so we've done things, and the location of our offices that you guys looked at are also on Broadway. That's the name of the street that we are housed on. And so we've done brunch on Broadway. Those of you who were at the fly-in, we took you up to our rooftop. We've had great breakfasts up there. We've done a lot of fun things.
Yeah, we didn't do that at 100 degrees, it felt like, when
no,
we went up there this
didn't.
Last time.
No,
you know,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And we've done nights on Broadway. We've had some really great, fun events on maybe right before the fly-in. And so this time, Steve, we want to do a nights on Broadway. This will be an event that we're going to hold on Thursday evening, February 7th. And that's going to be great because everybody's going to fly in anyway for the fly-in. And so if you also qualify to come to this event with the promotion that we're about to announce, then you'll be able to join us and you'll already be here because you're coming to the fly-in. So that's pretty exciting, Steve. And I know you've already got the ideas of things we're going to do. We'll be announcing little bits and pieces of this on what that's going to be, but it's usually, and those of you who have been to these parties, they are amazing, they're fun, and they really create some great memories, right?
Absolutely. They're some of the funnest things we've done. As a matter of fact, I remember we did a great James Bond event, too, Moline, that I was going to show, but we didn't get an opportunity to show, but that was sure fun as well.
It was. And so I've just talked to our 2 guests, Steve, and they're not on there. I think we've got someone who's on our speaker line that is really in some background noise.
Maybe Melinda, Alan.
It looks like. Yeah, let me see if I can. I'm gonna mute the whole call out again. I think we may have unmuted. Hang on.
Well, at least it's not too embarrassing, you know, where somebody is going to the bathroom.
Okay.
Or something.
We are the call's muted again. However, if something continues, I'll see if it looks like there's anybody on there that is not expected to be on there. Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, great.
That seems to have done the trick.
Yeah.
Sounds better. Yep.
Okay. So, Steve, you were saying.
No, I was just excited about, you know, all the things that we've got planned for the future and where we're going as a result of that. And so, guys, incentives become a very important part of motivation in any network marketing company. And so we've got an incentive to announce, and Moline, you were going to announce that incentive.
All right. So we unveiled an enhanced version of our ramp-up program, which follows our duplication cycle. You guys are all familiar with our Find Your Limitless packs. We are doing our trial basis as we consider actually programming it of buying any 3 Find Your Limitless packs and getting those for a discounted price of a flat $500 for brand new people if they do it at the time of enrollment. And we talked about the duplication model where if a brand new person comes on board and they want to really get started in the business, you don't want to inundate them trying to learn all of our products and all of our packs. Have them pick their personal lifestyle goal that they want to go after, and then have them do the U+2 program, where they go find two individuals that they know will be their customers and join them for the first 90 days. You know, it's a real simple statement. Hey, I don't need you to be my customer for life. I'm starting a new business. I need to get some, you know, product stories. And so come join me. Be my customer for 90 days. Come and join me. And not only will they end up with a great product experience, they'll have two customers that will be with them and possibly for life, even though they only committed to 90 days. And that's a great basis for our duplication model. And so now... Yeah,
I didn't want to throw you off your game, but I was just going to say, you know, the one thing that's really great about getting those two customers involved, even with a pack, it's just like you said, pretty much anybody, you know, will do anything for 90 days. So like an example, hey, you always use the example, hey, come and go with me on this journey where I want to lose a little bit of weight, for example, and get on our shape pack, and just do that for 90 days, and I promise I won't bug you after that. But what happens 95% of the time, I think, is people just fall in love with our products, and that's how we get customers for life, or that's how we get distributors for life, is because they find out the products really work, and so I just love that.
It's true, and we've got some guests on the line. They're going to talk about, you know, that's that very thing where they've started people with the 90-day program and how nobody's leaving. It's really kind of fun to see what's happening. So we're going to talk about that a little later in the call as well. So such a great point. So we want to now have an incentive. This incentive will start as of September 1st because we're in the commission month of September, and we want all of you to be able to take advantage of this. So this is, and we're going to talk about points that you can earn toward the event, and we'll talk at the end how many points you need to attend the Nights on Broadway event. But I'm going to talk first about individuals who come on board as new distributors from the period of time from September 1st all the way through January 31st. And we're going to lay out how those new individuals, you guys will hear me say a term, those of you who are new, I call them newbies. And there's a point system for newbies to earn while they go through this duplication model, the ramp-up duplication model. And it all starts with becoming what we call express qualified. And so as soon as someone becomes express qualified, whatever commission month that happens for them, they're going to earn a point towards attending the Nights on Broadway event. So that's the first way that someone can get points. A newbie, they just need to get express qualified, and whatever commission month, they get that one point. That's number one. Number two, every subsequent month that they hold that 500 PSV and $150 LDR, they're going to earn an additional point for each month that is left in the qualifying period. So if I come into September and I express qualify in September as a newbie, and I keep those qualifications through October, November, December, and January, not only am I getting a point for the month that I qualified, which is September, I'm going to get another point for each of those four following months that are during the qualifying period. So I could earn 5 points as a newbie just for getting express qualified and then holding that for each of the additional 4 months in the period. So that's really fun. So that's the first two ways that a newbie can earn points. Number three, in our ramp-up program and our express incentives, if you get your 3 in 30, you're going to earn 2 points. So a 3 in 30 is sponsoring 3 other distributors who also get express qualified by your 30th day. So if I'm a newbie, and if I sign up September 15th, by my 30th day, if I have enrolled 3 personal distributors who are also express qualified by my 30th day, I'm going to get the 3 in 30 bonus. It's a $200 bonus. But with this promotion, I'm also going to get 2 points toward going to the Nights on Broadway. So number three is achieve your 3 in 30 bonus, and you're going to earn 2 points. Number four, achieve the Apple Reward incentive, right? That's a 60-day bonus that you can earn a free Apple Reward, an iPad, an iWatch, whatever it may be, and that's by getting 6,000 in volume between your first and second levels. But the easier way to say that is help your three people that you got 3 and 30, help them go get their 3 and 30, and you've earned your Apple Reward. And if you do that during this promotion, you're going to get 5 points toward the incentive. So that's how a newbie can earn points, but they can keep earning additional points because they're going to start sponsoring people. And in this promotion, if you are the personal sponsor of someone who's earning all these points, if you sponsored a newbie during this time period and they're earning all these points, you exactly match the points that they earn. And so it's an exact match. So the newbie earns the points, their sponsor earns the points, and the only other thing the sponsor has to do is maintain their 500 PSV and a 150 LDR, which is really pick a pack and be on an LDR with a pack. So that's a great way because what we're really incentivizing, guys, and of course you'll always learn from us at Limitless, that we take our point, we take our business, and everything we want from a behavior standpoint, we're going to put rewards around that. And so we really want to have people jumping into ramp up, taking advantage of all this. It's the best way long term to have stable growth of your business, and it's a great way to gather customers. And so to come to the Nights on Broadway, you just need to earn 15 points. And so as newbies come on board and they earn their own points and they start sponsoring people, they're going to match their newbies' points, and we believe we're going to have a ton of people that are going to earn the qualify to come to the Nights on Broadway. That's 15 points for yourself to come. If you want to bring a partner, spouse, whatever, then earn 20 points and you and your partner can come to the Nights on Broadway together should you so choose. So, Steve, that's going to be a great, great promotion.
Absolutely. And the people who go out and qualify for their Apple Reward in 60 days, I think Akeisha told us last time that we had over 60-some people who qualified for that 60-day Apple Reward. We were giving away iPads and stuff faster than anything. And I'm glad, Malin, you added the watches and the Apple TV and that, because our people were getting bored with winning iPads. But nevertheless, it's out there for you guys.
Yeah, we've run these kind of promotions a few times and allowed newbies or oldies to earn them. Even, in fact, any oldie can earn their Apple incentive again, just by helping three people by next May, help three people earn their Apple incentives, and an oldie can earn one themselves. So lots of ways for people to earn those, but we're really excited about this event. We will have the official documents posted in the back office. For those of you who are new, we have three libraries where we keep different documents and items, videos, etc. One, if you just log into your back office and you go to Tools, you'll see listed three different libraries. The Getting Started library is all the documents a brand new person can use the most. Then we have a product library that has everything necessary, anything you can think of about our products, fact sheets and videos and all kinds of things. And then we have a Build Your Business library. At the top of each library, there's a short link to the subheadings of where the documents are organized lower on the page. So it's a real quick way. If you're looking for something special, click on one of those short links at the top. It's just a hyperlink, and it'll take you right to that section. So go to the Build Your Business library and then click on the short link for promotions, and it will be the first thing listed. We hope to have that the official rules posted by Monday. So go there and look for that. So, Steve, we have some guests on the line with us.
Yes, we do, and they're two of our favorite people, and they spoke to us at the fly-in, Pam Hanks and Terry Kempfert, and we always love to see people have some success in the business, and Malin, you noticed that they've even grown even since the fly-in, and it's because of the system that they've developed, I believe, and so why don't you introduce us to that?
I will. And guys, normally, I'm just going to give you a little heads up. Normally, we end the call right at 9:30. We're probably going to go just a few moments after that because I wanted them to share some of the things they shared at the fly-in, and they're going to enhance it with some things that they've seen even since the fly-in. And Pam and Terry ran at our last promotion that we did for this past fly-in. We called it our 1,000 Dreams Bonus, and we wanted to have people really start duplicating with packs. And these two women really took it to heart. They ran at the top bonus there, which was a $2,000 bonus that they each received nice checks for this past week. And so we wanted them to share some of the things that they experienced because, you know, Steve, in the Direct Selling Association, 75% of distributors are super part-time. In fact, in many cases, they only end up just being wholesale consumers. And a lot of that is our belief that they just don't know how to really go gather even customers. And so it's important that you know how to gather both, not to mention the fact that in Limitless, you don't have to sign every single person up as a distributor. Our retail pricing is so competitive, and you get every bit as much recognition and credit for customers as you do building the downline. And so we really find that that's an important part in order to have retention and longevity of those individuals in your downline organization. So Pam and Terry, you guys gave such a great presentation at the fly-in. We wanted you to do kind of a summary recap of that and give us some updates on what's going on since then and your thoughts about this promotion. I'll go ahead and turn it over to you guys.
Okay, Milan, can you hear us?
Yes.
All right. Terry, are you there?
She might be on mute.
Let me see if I can unmute her. I see. Yeah, it looks like. Hang on. Let me try this.
I think I'm unmuted now.
Okay.
Are you good now, Terry? Okay.
Yep.
Yay.
Well, all right. So.
Oh.
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that, you know what, with this new incentive, I love that it just falls right in line with what we've already got going. So we're super excited.
It's almost like you're cheating.
I know, right?
No.
all right, Terry, take it away.
Okay, so go back to the May fly-in, and when they announced the 1,000 Dream Incentive, our first reaction was, yes, we're going to do this. I want to check for $2,000. Yay, let's go. And then once we actually got back home and started looking at our volumes and talking to customers, we went, whoa, this is a lot of work. We needed to figure out a way to make it easier. And we've always led with skinny stick samples. And Pam talks about we go fishing with them. Right, Pam?
Right. So every single day we are armed with our skinny sticks, right? Because it's an easy conversation piece. So if you run into somebody and obviously you're carrying your own bottle of skinny sticks, a lot of times the question is, what is that orange drink you're drinking? And so it's an easy conversation to hand somebody some skinny sticks. And Terry and I every single day are armed with those samples to give out. It's an easy conversation. If I give you this, you know, can we get back together 3 days later so you can tell me how you felt? We would then get on the phone with these people that we sampled, and we'd ask how they felt. We'd offer the deal for skinny sticks, and we'd make the sell. So we were selling a lot of skinny sticks to try and hit this 2,000 PSC promotion, weren't we, Terry?
Oh, my gosh. It takes a lot, because if you're just getting a PSV of 39 or 59 for skinny stick sales, holy man, that's a lot of customers. You got to sell skinny sticks too. It was taking too long. And as usual, you know how you get to the end of the month, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so short. I'm going to offer free this and free that. And we kind of get into a panic, right? So we got to the end of June and we were not there yet. We are not meeting our goals and we're pretty determined to do that. So we started brainstorming a little bit and said, okay, when we sponsor a new distributor, we ask them to put some skin in the game. We ask them to buy some packs. So we looked at the U+2, and we each bought three packs and topped ourselves off so that we qualified that month for our bonus. And but now we had to figure out how to sell them. So you tell them what we did,
yeah.
Pam.
So now we had products staring us in the face, right? We had these packs, and we had to sell them. And so, but the great part about this is we didn't change one thing about what we were doing. We were still fishing with our skinny sticks. We were still contacting those people 3 days later. we sampled the same amount of people on the skinny sticks because it was an easy conversation. But now at the closing, we asked the questions, what's your favorite part of the skinny sticks? And it led us into sharing information about these packs. So we didn't change anything about what we were currently doing to introduce somebody to the product. We just changed the way we closed the sale.
Yeah, and then we thought, okay, we got to do something fun here. You know, we were closing some sales, but we needed more. So we sat down and got creative, which is what we like to do, and we decided we were going to create a 90-day challenge, create some buzz around it, you know, on Facebook and stuff, and encourage them to buy their pack and stay on that pack for 3 months so they see results. And that was our requirement. To be in our 90-day challenge, they had to stay on their pack, and they could switch up packs, but they had to stay on a pack for 3 months. They could choose their personal goal, whatever it was they wanted to work on, whether it was weight loss. Most people do weight loss, some people just do better health. And to sweeten the pot, we added a cash incentive at the end. But it wasn't based on results. People didn't have to post befores and afters and check in or anything. It was based on be your best at every age. So distributors could also join, our distributors on our teams, but we required them to pick a pack and pick a pal. So they couldn't come into this challenge unless they were doing it too. And we also said they can win the cash bonus because it's going to be a random prize when the challenge is over. So we already had created this 90-day challenge group. We were managing it. We are offering the incentive. So all our team has to do is invite someone and get on it. And during that 3 months, if someone drops, like they say, oh, I'm going to just go down to skinny sticks, that's okay. But they can still stay in the group because we want to be welcoming, but they would not be eligible for the cash prize.
Yes. So imagine, I mean, here we have now what we feel like is a great duplication system for our team, right? They just need to pick their own pack, pick a couple of pals. We're going to motivate and do the work for them in the group. And this is going to get them to hit executive. It's going to help them hit their ramp up. I'm loving that this is going to fall right in line with the incentive that Malin just announced. So, you know, we're also, this is showing you guys that we are obviously good customer gatherers, right? And, you know, people, when they feel the advantage of these packs, they want to stay on the pack. But we're also, Terry, because of the confidence and the excitement that this has created, we're also growing our teams like crazy. So this is a win-win in the customer arena and in enrolling new distributors. So I'm loving this. So what happened was July 1st, we started our first group, okay? August came around, and we had we're just doing these little groups, okay? We're keeping them very small and intimate, and then at the first of the next month, we enroll a new group. So July 1st, we had the first group. August 1st came around. There was only one person from that July group that did not renew her auto ship, okay? August 1st, we have a new group, okay? Again, it keeps it really small. And then the July groups ran. August had new groups. September came around. We had July and August running. So can you see the cycle there? So more participants than in the previous group. And the great part is then when people start feeling great, they're sharing their testimonials inside that group. So we have customers sharing how they feel, and they're the ones that start to motivate the group. So if somebody's questioning, should I stay on this? And they see a participant, not Terry and I, but a participant saying that they're seeing great results, it causes them to stay on. Well, I want to feel that way. So they stay in this group. So it's working so great, isn't it?
It is. And so September 1st, when we, you know, started our new 7 or 8 people, and we had auto ships going through from July and auto ships going through from August, we realized this was not so hard. We had qualified for our bonus. And as of last week, at the fly-in, we didn't look at our numbers, but we were inches away from producing that $2,000 PSV again. So it was so exciting. And then what happened? Now all my regular customers, auto ships are going through, and I'm, like, way over that now. How about you, Pam?
Well, and Terry's being modest, I know, Pam, because I know, Pam, you had, what, 2,600 in volume in August?
Yes.
Just your personal sales volume? And then now, Terry, your September is off the charts. What is it? Where are you right now?
Yesterday I looked, I was over 3,500.
That's insane.
It's fun.
So the reason why I share this, guys, is we're absolutely not saying, and Terry and Pam are certainly not only focused on customers, but they wanted to, excuse me, they wanted to prove to themselves what's it going to be like for a new person to go through, buy those three packs, sell those, you know, sell two of them, be on the packs themselves. That's the minimum requirement. You know, we have a requirement in our compensation plan that you need to have two customers eventually. Now, those customers only have to be 50 PV customers, which is why Pam and Terry started off with, oh, gosh, we can go get two, you know, variety pack skinny sticks customers or one box of Thrive. I mean, that's no problem. But that's hard to maintain those individuals. When you have someone on a pack and they are having the success that they're having, you're going to have people who stay. So even if you're not going after the customers and the volumes like Pam and Terry have been experimenting with this summer with the promotion, how hard is it really going to be to have your average distributor have their two customers averaging 500 personal sales volume each and every month? And that's what led us to this promotion. Now, I know both of you have experienced ramp up. You, when we had our Express Incentives earlier, Terry, that was right when you came on board. Tell people how long it took you to get your Apple incentives, because I know you didn't take a full 60 days.
No, I think it was like shortly after the first month. But it was just because Pam told me what to do. That's what it was. Tell me what to do, and I went and did it. So I think this is a great incentive. You've got it all laid out.
Well, that's why we want to do it. And in fact, Pam, I know you helped her follow Ramp Up because it's just so easy. You know, step one, get your 500 PSV. Step two, get three people who do the same thing. Step three, help your three get their three, and on we go. So, guys, we have a ramp up in the back office. We're going to be doing a recorded, narrated PowerPoint version of that this week, so you'll have that in the back office. It becomes really easy to share. I did a training call this week for a team of leaders, and we've put that recorded call in the back office that teaches you how to just really duplicate and get even just two packs, even if you're just you plus two, and you teach your downline to do the same, and you do it on packs, you'll be amazed at how fast your downline will grow and how everybody's going to have healthy volume, and then just use that limitless demonstrator to figure out how much money you're going to make. So anything else you guys want to talk about before we tie a bow around this and end the call?
You know what? I just want to say that we've been here from the very beginning. It feels like we've came full circle. We have everything we need to enroll our customers. We have amazing packs to lead with. We've got fantastic bonuses, and we've got a system here with Ramp Up to get our new people going and for great success. And so I just want to say thank you, Steve and Malin, for all you've given us. It's really an exciting time to be limitless, and I love it. So thank you so much. And congratulations, Terry, on your volume.
Oh, thanks.
And I think you said to me last night, Terry, you said, you know, I'm at 3,500, and I'm on autopilot. I mean, I'm not even really working it. It's just I've got a system that's keeping the pipeline full.
Yeah, because now, this time of month, now we're recruiting the people that want to get started in October Challenge. So we're going to be selling more packs to get them on ready to go by October 1st. So it's a plan. It's so fun.
And it's a great way for your downline to tap in as well. So, ladies, thank you so much. Thanks to all of you. We apologize for the lengthy call. We wanted to make sure we got that incentive. We didn't want a time to go under having Pam and Terry share what they shared at the fly-in. And so with that, I think, Alan, let's go ahead and take it off mute. You guys know the drill. Have a great day. Let us know how you're feeling.